The idea came from the record company, actually, that Decca Classics. They just wanted a winter-themed Christmas album this year, and that fit really well with what I wanted to do as well, because I always wanted to do a Christmas album. So it was just great timing.
The arrangements are really lovely. With both voices and instruments and your own playing. Again, was that by design? I know this is sort of a ideal sort of setting that you've used before with sort of small instrumental ensembles, voices, and piano.
Yeah, I love the combination of choir, piano, and strings. That's kind of one of my favorite sort of sound palettes. We were very lucky to have a chamber string ensemble called 12 Ensemble in on this recording as well. So I love that kind of the strings being kind of a glue between the choir and the piano, and kind of just making the sound round, sort of bigger and more symphonic sounding. It's kind of lush. It's often the sort of sound world that I'm looking for.
When you work with titles, I know sometimes if you're working with an ensemble, they'll want the title and liner notes or the program notes before the piece has even been written, I'm sure. But I'm curious, other than you using a poem title for work, how do titles work for you?
It varies. For instrumental pieces, usually the title comes after it's written, instrumental pieces that I write usually just sort of come from nowhere, and it's just me sitting down and playing around with ideas and something sort of starts to crystallize. So that's usually a case of me just listening to it after it's done and kind of feeling like what does it make me think of? What does it remind me of? So I have, there's a track called First Snow, for example, which just, it just reminded me of snow and that kind of peaceful feeling that comes with that. With choral pieces, is different because it's often the title is more or less kind of determined by the lyrics, by the text. But sometimes I'll also put a different title on, especially if it's a very very common text. Then sometimes I'll put like a different title on it so that it's maybe a little bit separated from the many many settings of the same text.
This is so timely. Is it going to be a little fun? I know the Times just put out an article about John Rutter and sort of being a Christmas carol composer. Is it fun to be sort of in that company of writing and sort of riffing on great carols?
Yeah, I love doing that. It's because, I grew up with these all of these carols. I set, I think, four kind of well-known Christmas carols for this album that I arranged, like The First Noel and Away in the Manger and The Holly and the Ivy and The Coventry Carol. And so it's great to have the opportunity to kind of put my own stamp on them and sort of try something different for them. It's always really fun and challenging. But I just love these tunes. That's one of my favorite albums from when I was a kid. We grew up with one of those King's College, Cambridge, the Carol albums. And so that's kind of what I've the most Christmassy music I know. So so I'd love being able to have a chance to set these, and I'll put them on the album.
I'd end to asking a little bit about genre and working with small works that sometimes have texts, maybe they don't, and writing larger works like the Sunrise Mass, and that is also made up of different parts. But is it hard sometimes to go, oh gosh, I've got to write a 3-minute piece, as opposed to, oh gosh, I've got a 30-minute large choral with soloist text? Are there different techniques that you use? Are there more favorite ways to work with these sort of genres?
Not necessarily. It's a lot of the time it's actually more, almost more challenging to write a 3-minute piece, because it's such a short, you know, this succinct statement that so you have to kind of it's almost more challenging. At the same time, it's almost more challenging to write for smaller groups, like just write a cappella music. It's more challenging sometimes than writing bigger ensembles, where you have a lot of different colors, you know, with choir and orchestra or things like that. So the more sort of bare, intimate it is, the more challenging it is sometimes. But I love doing both. I love writing long, big works that are, you know, like, yeah, half an hour, or much shorter works. That it's great to have that variety and to get to do both.
Well, happy holidays and congratulations on Winter Songs.
You too, and thank you so much. Thanks for having me on.